The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evanah Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samach Beis. Perek Hador marks the beginning of the third part of Eruvin, which is Eruv Chatzeres, the actual Eruv, the joint ownership of a bread, to connect the homes and the Chatzeres. The concept came up already, briefly in the Masechta, namely on Daf Mem Tes. There was a Machloikis, if Eruv Mishum Dio or Eruv Mishum Kinyan. That was the block that spoke about the mechanics of the Eruv. How did the Eruv work? So as a basic chazor, because now we're going further into that inyan, let's just take a few moments to briefly remind ourselves of a concept. Shlomo HaMelech was Misakin Eruv. The reason was because of the chomer of Melechus Haitzah, which is carrying out from Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim, Shlomo HaMelech was goyzer that any two houses open to each other, or open to a chotzer, since it resembles going from a Rishus HaYochad to a Rishus HaRabim, in the mere fact that they are also two Rishuyos, two domains, it's aser to carry from one Rishus to the next Rishus until you make an Eruv. Now the Eruv is that you collect bread, or you buy a box of matzahs, buy a loaf of bread together, collectively, and the way it works is either Eruv Mishum Dira, which is that since one's food determines where one's dwelling is, and the Gemara says, Adam Nimshach Achar Pitoy, so we all live in the house that has the bread, that has the matzah. So since we all live together, that's we're like one Rishus. It's not going from Rishus to Rishus. That would be Eruv Mishum Dira, because we're all living there in that Dira. Or, just like we are partners in this house that has the food, also we're partners in the rest of the house, and that's Eruv Mishum Kinyan. Now, in this Mishnah, we speak about something that will prevent the Eruv process from being able to take place, which is a goy living in a place under discussion. The home of a goy was not part of Shlomo HaMelech's original takon of Eruv, well, better said, the gezerah of the two rishuyos of interacting with each other that requires an Eruv. Why? Because Diyus Akum, Kediyus Behema in this regard. But in order to keep the Yidden living separately from the Goyim, Shelo Yilmud Mimaisav, the Gemara says that we shouldn't learn from the bad ways of the Akum, the Chacham was goyzer and gave a nochri ostrein dira in order to answer on the Yisraelim there, and then Eruv won't help because they weren't part of the takona. Rather, you have to do schiris renting from the goy, and you're renting his portion of ownership in the chotzer. Now, this being a bother on the goy's part and rather suspicious, as the Gemara says, the goy won't want, and the yid will have to move out. Now, there are a couple of basic dinim of schiris that I would like to discuss. One shaila is, what status of occupancy on the goy's part is required in order to answer on the yid, on the Yisrael? Does he have to own a house, or is it sufficient if he's a renter? And that also requires schiris. And if that's so, that it's sufficient that that he's a renter, what if he's actually renting from the Yehudi, from the Yisrael that lives in this chotzer? Can and does he aser on his own balabayas? Now this is a very common shaila. Let's say most bungalow colonies in the mountains, they hire a goy to live there all year round, and the goy has a house on premises. The goy, his job is to watch the houses during the winter and to work there during the summer, to be a handyman. So he lives in one of the houses opened by the group. Lives in one of the houses owned by the group. So does one have to do schiris from him? Does the do the the board of the Bogle colony, do they have to do schiris from the goy before they do the Erev? And also, that's the point also. What's the proper order? Do you first form a group by an Erev and then do schiris? Or does the schiris come first? Now let's deal with the first question that we mentioned about the status of the occupancy of the goy. Now the lashon of the Mishnah, hador ima akum, and the reason behind it that the Gemara says shalei lomar demaisav, that would lend itself to say that there's no nafkamina how he got situated there, even if he's a rental. But on part B of the shaila, there are more in the Simon Shimpei Beis. Sif Aleph, things are true as a Rashba. That Gufin discusses our case, that a Yisrael that rents a house to a guy, the guy doesn't answer on the Yid. Why? Because the Yid wouldn't rent to someone that runs him into problems. Now this concept is mentioned later on Daf Ayin Beis. Toisus is a very marach on it, in a similar sugya. There, the halacha mentioned is a balabayis who has boarders living in the house. Over there, the case of Toisus says a case that was rogel then that a person would have either melamde tinoikis in his house to go and teach his children or bachur yeshiva, could there weren't any dormitories in those days. So he has boarders of different sorts in his house. The Toisa says, and it's from Yishami, that the boarders don't have to participate in the Eiv. And the reason given is, Sharei loy hishul lohem kedei laser olav. It's not logical that he would lend out his reshus and then become oser. So in such a case, there would not be an iser that requires an Eiv, and they will all be considered under one ownership, and the balabayis as the head. So the Rashba, the Chubis of Rashba brought down in the Ramo, compares our case of Schiris to the Goy to the Eiv, to the Eiv of the borders. Now, the Beis Meir on Shulchan Aruch is Matmiya on the Ramo, both Mikoyach Svara and Menadin. Misvari, he says, that since it's very ruggle, this is a very usual case to happen for a Goy to rent from a Yid. So in Cain, lemekayim at the concept of Rabbanon. The whole takana of schiris would go down the drain, because any time that you have such a case that the goy is renting from the yidden, we're not going to have to do schiris, and the whole takana of the whole takana that Chazal and Masakin isn't the mirkuyim. Also, the Beis Meir says and points out the Rambam both in the Yana Chazoke and in the Peres HaMishnah, when he brings down the concept of schiris. He says that the whole tachlis is shelo yasku Yisrael mekor medur. Shelo yasku Yisrael medur b'beis shel akum. That the whole reason is that he shouldn't rent out a place in his dira, a place in his property to a goy. So how could one say that just because he's a renter? And he rents from the goy, and the goy rents from the yid. That there's no chiyuv erev, that there's no schiyuv schiyus. So that's good for the whole reason why they were masakin schiyus from the goy. They should rent it out of your property. In Cain, why does the Rama so bluntly paskin like the Rashba? And even if we go like the Rashba, it's not pushing. And there are many more stipulations. Firstly, the Goyin in the Bir Agro on the Shulchan Aruch says, even by the case of the borders, by the Erev, it's Mavur in that Toises on that Ayin Beis, that the Svara of Lo Yehishu G'day Lesser is not enough to make it that there's no Chi of Erev. You also need that the borders have no ownership whatsoever. And this is portrayed by the fact that the Baal HaBayis can evict them at his discretion. In Cain, here too, in order for the guy not to answer, even if you say like the Rashba, you would have to make a tenai with the guy's tenant, that the yid, that the Baal HaBayis reserves the right to evict him from the house. And this is how the Sharatiyim Paskins, like this guy. So back to the watchman, this handyman in the Bolan colony, the guy living there, he's not there stationary. He's not there for good. He has a house there only because he's working for the Yidden. And if they fire him, he's out. In Cain, following this Svara, the Chayyim, you should not have to do skiers from him. But this is all in the Mishnah Berurah Sharetzi and how he comes out. If you look at the Chazon Ish, though, the Chazon Ish adds one more detail. Again, from that Tosis on that Ayin Beis by the borders. Over there, the Melamdei Tanoikis are living in rooms in the Baal HaBayis' house, thereby being tuffel to him. In Cain, by the guy also, the only time one wouldn't require renting from him would be if he's living in the same house and the Yid reserves the right to evict him. Then mail it back to the Bala colony, where he has his own house, the Chayyim one would need Schiris. So, in Maskona, for this Shaila, if one has to do Schiris to the hidden man in the Bala colony, the Chayyim, that would be a machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. So the Chayyim, the Chatchila, it would make sense for one to do Schiris before you do the Erev in the Bala colony, just to be on the safe side, just to be also the Chazon Ish. Now the second shaila that we mentioned about what to do first, the schiris or the eruv, that could be negeya when you're making an eruv and the goy is destined to come up come right before Shabbos to be available for the schiris. Let's make up a scenario. You have you're going on vacation with a couple of families and they all rented summer homes or bungalows on a block somewhere in America, somewhere in the upstate somewhere, and there's a guy living on the block also. Friday, you go and get you see that all the backyards are fenced in, and you see that there's a yuchelis that you could go in and make an eruv. So you put up the tzuot at Pesach. And you busy the whole Friday afternoon, and then you realize that the guy's not there, the guy's not available, and he usually comes in right before sundown. So you want to do the Erev, have everything ready to go, and then right before Shabbos, when the guy comes in, you do Schiras. So the Chatchila about it, that shouldn't be the route to go. Because the Erev needs a bracha, and the Schiras shteres the Erev from being chal. So you can't make a bracha out of the Amitz's Erev yet, because maybe the guy won't want to do the Schiras. Especially after the Gemara says that Mistamul lo yirtza. But how about the Eved? If you have no other choice, does it work? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha brings down first a Raya Lechumra from a case that we're going to have later on in the Perek. Say if a person did schiris from the guy for a specific amount of time, say he said when the initial schiris was done, it was done not for a man building mukbal, it was done, let's say, for 5 years. So when the time of this, when the 5 years is up and it's the time to do the schiris again, to go and rent from the guy again, the Gemara says that you have to do the Erev again as well. Zok de be'alocha, my love, without the schiris, the Erev is null, because the guy is oikir and shteres this Erev. But then, the be'alocha goes to Enes Mechalak. He said that over there, since the schiris was timely, it was, the Erev was also made only to last as long as the schiris is made to last. So it's as if he was masner. He made a tanai when he did the eruv that it's only an eruv for 5 years. Mashaikin over here, by our case, that you're doing the eruv on the tanai that you're going to be soicher from the guy. And takim right before Shabbos, you were soicher, right? So maybe you should be good. Nice at the end of the Be'alocha, it's a long arichus, and the Be'alocha at the end is a note of a hakel. He said that it would work, and he has a difference for it. He comes mekoyach a different halacha. The Gemara says that if the members of the chotzer are shutfim in bread, even if the shutfis in the bread, the partnership in the bread, is not l'shem eiruv, it would work l'shem eiruv. It would work for eiruv. Let's say just to make a case to make it more practical. Say the neighborhood is making a yeshem brachos mitzvah Shabbos. All the neighbors chipped in and they bought the rolls already, the bilkulach, and it's in one of the houses. It's in the house where they're making the sheva brachas. And Friday night, the person who has the eruv by him, who has the box of matzahs by him, happens to look at the box of matzahs and it's empty. They used it the previous week for shalosh shudas, and now there's no eruv. So he comes out all frantic. So the Rav said that don't worry, since you have a shutvis in bread anyway, since you all bought the rolls for the yeshiva brothers that's going to take place on Shabbos, and it's sitting in one of the houses, so that shutvis will kick in as an eiv. So zok to be halacha in our case, even if you want to say that the schiris has to be done before the eiv. And you did the Eiv, you first collected the Eiv, and then only right before Shabbos you did the Schiras. But since when Shabbos started, on the onset of Shabbos, there was a Shutzvis, there was a partnership, there was one big of a bread that belonged to everybody. So Mela went on the onset of Shabbos, that will automatically become an Eiv. So just to review, that Lechatchila, Avada, you should do first the Schiris and then the Eiv, so that way you'll be able to make a bracha on the Eiv, Amutus Eiv. But if that's not possible, if the guy is going to come home at the last minute and it won't be possible anymore to do the Eiv, then you can make the Eiv, but Avada, the Eiv should be without the bracha, and then do Schiris, and that should be good.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.